Mother for Dinner. This is the author, Shalom Auslander. For my children, and for Ike, who helped me unchain them. The book opens with an archival black and white photo of Americanization Day at the Ford factory in Detroit, 1917. It features a large black cauldron with men and women coming in and out of it carrying American flags. Without reflection, without sorrow, without shame, they've built around me great high walls, and I sit here now and despair. Constantine Cavafy. Two cannibals sit beside a campfire. I really hate my mother, says one. Says the other, then just eat the rice. Old Can-Am joke. Mothers taste awful. They're revolting head to toe. The head is the worst part. No amount of seasoning will change that. Ask anyone who's consumed one. You can broil them. You can sous vide them. You can dehydrate them and turn them into jerky. It won't help. Even their smell is awful. Toss one on the grill and you'll think someone has been burning car tires, which, with a bit of aioli, would probably taste better than mother's. It's not a gender thing, don't get excited. Women in general taste no worse than men, and they often taste better. Much depends on the preparation, of course, but men tend to live sedentary lives, which gives them a smoky flavor that's not to everyone's liking. Women, on the other hand, tend to be more active and live longer, their meat more lean, their flavor more subtle. But mothers, specifically women who have borne a child, are a very different story. Mothers tend to live much longer, which leaves them gamey and dry, their years seasoned with disappointment and heartbreak, their deaths often precipitated by long terms of confinement to bed, which stiffens the muscles and joints. As they said in the old country, when a dead mother beckons, no one wants seconds. Not that fathers taste good, mind you, but men on average die younger, and often suddenly. They're no Peter Luger, but they beat the hell out of mothers. What about mothers who die young, you wonder? Do they taste good? Yes, they do. They're delicious. It is a terrible irony of which only the ancient Cannibalian people are aware. The younger the deceased, the sweeter the meat. The sweeter the meat, the more bitter the heartache. Seventh Seltzer was at work in his office, high above Manhattan's bustling Soho district, wondering how many Burger King Whoppers, double bacon, extra cheese, no lettuce, his mother could eat before she dropped dead. She had been eating them for years now, often as many as 12 a day, every day, trying, as was the tradition, to fatten herself up for death. 100, he wondered? 1,000? Tops. No way she could eat more than 1,000 Whoppers, he thought. He was way off. Seventh had been dreading his mother's death for years, even before she started eating Whoppers. He knew the moment was coming, approaching like a storm he could not elude but could only hope to endure, to survive in some fashion. And he knew what she was going to ask of him when her last moment arrived. She was going to ask that, it, if he would, you know. She would say the words. She'd been waiting to say them her whole life, but Seventh could not. He wouldn't even think them. But he knew what they would be, and he knew that despite every promise he'd made to himself over the years, despite his burning determination to move on, despite his desperate need to turn his back on her and their unique cultural heritage, he was going to weep, and he was going to wipe his tears, and he was going to say, yes, Mud, yes. Mud? Dr. Isaacson had asked early in their consultations. It's what we called our mother, said Seventh. Why? Well, said Seventh, there's a few versions of that story. There's a few versions of every story, Dr. Isaacson said. Seventh hadn't seen his mother in over a decade. Then, 3 years ago, his sister Zero had phoned and told him that Mud had begun eating Whoppers, double bacon, extra cheese, no lettuce, 12 a day, every day, in order to fatten herself up for death. Zero was concerned by her behavior and asked Seventh to phone her and intervene. Don't phone her, Seventh thought. He phoned her. Fuck, Seventh thought. Mud, said Seventh, what are you doing? I'm dying, she said. You're dying, he replied, because you're eating.